You're listening to The Ship Report. I'm Joanne Rideout. Here's the second installment of my interview about commercial fishing gear with Scott McMullen. He's the chairman of the Oregon Fishermen's Cable Committee and has been a commercial fisherman for 45 years. A listener had asked me about the gear she saw on board commercial vessels on the river. Here's another clip from my interview with Scott. Well, this listener question that I had recently was someone saw a fishing boat going by, and it had some poles and things sticking out, and they were sort of wondering, what is that all about? You know, and they asked me about outriggers, and so I thought, could we talk about fishing gear from the perspective of a person on shore? You mm-hmm. see a commercial fishing boat doing its work. Mm-hmm. What are you going to be seeing? What does it look like?
Well, in the river, most commonly, outriggers, or the poles that fold out from larger vessels, are going to be up vertical. And their purpose, most commonly you see outriggers on double rig shrimpers. Those are shrimpers that use two rigs or two nets. So they fold these outriggers out from essentially around the middle of the boat, front to back. And the outriggers fold out, and they have a block on the end. So the winch cable goes out through the block on the end of the outrigger and down to a net on each side. So they have a port net and a starboard net. So that's and those outriggers are characterized by being large, heavy steel, reinforced, strengthened outriggers. Trollers also use trolling poles that fold out from the vessel as well. And so your listener may have seen a salmon troller getting on his way to sea, heading out once they want to have their trolling poles down before they cross the bar. Just like a shrimper wants to have his outriggers down, it's not real safe to have these heavy outriggers, which are quite long, so that they can spread the net far apart, the nets. So you want to have your outriggers down before you get across the bar. So when I was fishing, we pulled out of the West End mooring basin, and the first thing we did was we dropped the outriggers, and that kind of stabilizes the roll of the boat and whatnot.
And that was Scott McMullen. He's the chairman of the Oregon Fishermen's Cable Committee and a longtime commercial fisherman in the Pacific Northwest. We'll hear more from Scott in the next installment of our series on commercial fishing.